Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on the internet around the world at www.sheffieldlive.org, and the whole show will be available later as a podcast, both on the Sheffield Live website and on Sam Hindley and my own Mixcloud page, where a lot of you will be joining us, and we welcome you to the program. James Fagan here with Sam Hindley on an absolutely beautiful sunny afternoon. We're recording the program on Wednesday, but the show goes out on Friday mornings on Sheffield Live, and we are watching the Facebook page as the show goes out. So even though the show isn't live, we are here, and if you want to make a comment, we will see it. And do let us know what you think of the show. And as always, let us know of anything you want for future shows. Today is all about Child Ballad 209. It is the great ballad called Geordie or Georgie. It's an absolutely fundamentally important English and Scottish ballad, and there are very distinct versions from both of those two places. We'll be playing quite a lot of different versions today, and some of them are amongst our very favourite recordings of ballads ever. We also have new music. Lots has been sent in over the last couple of weeks, and we're going to feature some young upcoming artists, including Claire Vine, Charlie Wheatley, and Finn Collinson, Amy Hopwood, and more in between. We've also got a fantastic new release from Eric Bibb, and lots of great music here on Sheffield Live's Thank Goodness It's Folk. We hope we can join you, and we hope you can join us for 2 hours of great music here on Sheffield Live. Well, a cracking set of tunes there to kick us off today, Sam. That came from the great piper Mick O'Brien and the wonderful fiddle player who you might know from the gloaming, Kevin O'Reilly. And that is their second duo album together. The album is called Deadly Buzz, and that was the opening set of tunes. Welcome to the program, everybody, and hello, Sam.
Hello, James. We've got a great show coming up this week, haven't we?
Indeed we do, and we're very excited to be playing some versions of the great ballad Geordie, or Georgie, which many of you will know because it's been recorded by so many people and has cropped up in so many places in different versions. But we've also got some great new releases as well from some fantastic young artists on the folk scene, one of which was our guest on the program just a couple of weeks ago talking about her brand new album, which is called Wild Feral Fierce. The album is already doing great things for Holly Clark, and many of you will have seen her recently in Sheffield. How did that go, Sam?
It was
with George Sanson, wasn't it?
It was absolutely lovely, James, and a fantastic gig. And I'm delighted to have a copy of this new album now. And the first track on it is the latest single.
It's called The Spectral Stag. This is Holly Clark.
A baron lived in Germany of old and noble name, whose mind was wholly bent upon the pleasures of the chase. Two summer sultry days be poison, winters for us severe. This baron's hunting season was 12th of any year. To summon them as followers, hunting horn through forest deep recesses, the echo blast was born. But born in vain his retinue, no answer would he give, and the silence that succeeded was the silence of the grave. The moon rose over the forest, and the distant village chimed, called sinners to confess. And his gasping breath he drew, his cheeks and throat distended, each fibre strained to glow. He blew his horn of hunting, and he fell from the saddle bow. He blew his horn of hunting, and he fell from the saddle bow.
Holly Clark with the Spectral Stag. And Sam, I'll tell you what, if there is a more committed, more talented, better folk singer going around on the circuit right now in Britain, I am yet to hear them. I think Holly Clark is just doing incredible things, and I think that that track just shows you what strength she has found in both her voice and her new arrangements. I think the album's outstanding.
So do I, James, and I only just got it last night. Thank you to Kit Bailey for bringing it round. Yeah, looking forward to having a proper listen to it, and yeah, really, really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Sam, I was talking about some of the new releases we're going to play on the program today, and the first one I want to look at is by a singer called Claire Vine. She is recorded this with a Bristol-based label. Her producer on the album is Sid Goldsmith, who will be known to many of you, and she recorded the album at The Roost in Bristol, and she has guest appearances from Sid Goldsmith, Tamsin Elliott, Henry Edmonds, and Luke Spurgeon. Claire Vine, now, there's so much to say about this record, and we'll eke stuff out over the next few weeks. The whole album is released on the 13th of March, and the album is called We Carve Our Path, and I'm going to play you two tracks from it today. It's a mixture of Claire's own original tracks and some fantastic interpretations of traditional songs, particularly, she mentions, from the repertoire of Peggy Seeger and Ewan McColl. And I must say, it's very heartening to see those two singers and legends of folk music credited on a modern album, because they are so central to the 20th century, particularly, although in Peggy's case, another 26 years of crucial work as well since the 20th century. But Ewan, of course, a vital figure as well in the folk revival. So it's nice to see that on Claire Vine's new album. The traditional material is as strong, environmental and feminist bent as does the original material. So, from the new album by Claire Vine, we're going to hear the track Eyes Wide Open, and this is definitely a message for our times.
With eyes wide open, we carve our path. With eyes wide open, we carve our path. We continue to poison the air that we breathe. Continue to poison the food that we eat. We spray death on the land, pump it into the seas. We've poisoned the very water we drink. With eyes wide open we carve our path. With eyes wide open we carve our path. As the years roll by, we come stuck in our ways. They who wins in this life is the one who can pay. But do coins really count when there's no food for sale? There's no grain for the harvest, no water in the well. With eyes wide open we carve our path. With eyes wide open we carve our path. With eyes wide open, why don't we see? We can have the power to choose what we eat. To drink water that's fresh and to swim in the seas. They don't have our voices, our choices are free. With eyes wide open we carve our path. With eyes wide open we carve our path. We must open our eyes until we can see that the future is ours. We must do what we please. We can grow what we want and demand what we need. We can take back the land and then replant the trees. With eyes wide open we carve our path. With eyes wide open we carve our path.
When the system leaves you out in the cold.
Sit down, sit down.
When you've lost your job and your life's on hold.
Sit down, sit down.
When your pension's gone and your benefits cut.
Sit down, sit down.
And the bankers tell you they're hard up.
Sit down, sit down. Sit down, just take a seat. Sit down and rest your feet. Sit down on the concrete. Sit down, sit down.
When the rich get richer and the poor stay poor.
Sit down, sit down.
When there's always cash for another war.
Sit down, sit down.
When the NHS is up for sale.
Sit down, sit down.
And the government spouting fairy tales.
Sit down, sit down. Sit down, just take a seat. Sit down and rest your feet. Sit down on the concrete. Sit down, sit down.
When public services get the axe.
Sit down, sit down.
And corporations pay no tax.
Sit down, sit down.
It's a bank job, there is no doubt.
Sit down, sit down.
They buy us up to sell us out.
Sit down, sit down. Sit down, just take a seat. Sit down and rest your feet. Sit down on the concrete. Sit down, sit down.
You'll find us here, you'll find us there.
Sit down, sit down.
You'll find us sitting down everywhere.
Sit down, sit down.
Don't get drunk, don't get high.
Sit down, sit down.
Get together and occupy.
Sit down, sit down. Sit down, just take a seat. Sit down and rest your feet. Sit down on the concrete. Sit down, sit down. Sit down, just take a seat. Sit down and rest your feet. Sit down, we'll have them beat. Sit down, sit down. Sit down, sit down. Sit down, sit down.
Peggy Seeger there with Sit Down from her album from last year, Teleology, which is nominated for Folk Album of the Year. The results of that will be decided on the 17th of March. Looking forward to that very much. And yeah, it should be a great, great night. You'll be able to watch it, by the way, on the Folk on Foot YouTube channel. So just go search for Folk on Foot on YouTube on the 17th of March, and you'll be able to watch the ceremony there.
Sam, we have so many versions of this week's Child Ballad 209, Geordie or Georgie, to play you, that I think we're going to have to get stuck into it right now. So let's have the jingle, and then we'll talk about this fascinating ballad.
Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A Child Ballad every Friday.
Sam, there is so much to say about Child Ballad 209, and it's a very exciting one to reach. It's known by many names. The most common names are Georgie or Geordie, and it has been collected in so many different forms in Scotland, England, and America, chiefly. But you might know versions called As I Walked Over London Bridge. You might know it as Bohenny, Georgie, Young George Oxbury, George Stool, George of Oxford, The Hanging of Georgie. The first field recording ever made was from the great Joseph Taylor. It was collected in 1907 by Percy Grainger, and we'll have a little bit of a listen to that later on. There's a seminal version also recorded from a Somerset singer, and her name was Louisa Hooper. She lived from 1860 to 1946 in Langport, Somerset. And the reason that her version is so worldwidely known is partly that Joan Baez recorded a version which was directly learnt from a recording of this singer. And that is also the version that Martin Carthy used in his brilliant arrangement on Crown of Horn. So we've got a lot to say about the ballad, but we'll eke out the information to you. But let's start with some music. And we're going to start with a field recording of a Somerset singer. As I mentioned, her name was Louisa Hooper, and she had a sister also called Lucy White, who was a folk singer too. But this recording was made in 1942, and you'll hear how important this version is and how many it's influenced, including Joan Baez and Martin Carthy.
He Georgie, tis, she had a son, see, and he stole the king's deers and went and sold them in Bohenny. Mm-hmm. And then he was hanged, see, in a golden chain. Yeah. That's hanging too. Yeah. My Georgie shall be hanged in a golden chain, and that's a chain of many. He's told 16 of a king's royal dears, and he's told them in Bohemi. He's told 16 of a king's royal dears, and he's told them in Bohemi. Oh, he never stole no ducks nor no geese, nor he never murdered any. He's told 16 of the king's royal deer, and he's told them in Bohemi.
As I walked out over London Bridge, one misty morning early, I overheard a fair pretty maid was lamenting for her Geordie. How my Geordie will be hanged in a golden chain, 'tis not the chain.
Of a London Bridge on a misty morning early, I overran a fair pretty maid who cried for the life of a Geordie. Go bridle to me a milk-white steed, bridle me a pony. I'll ride down to London town and I'll plead for the life of me Geordie. For he never stole ox, he never stole ass, he never burned any. He stole 16 of the king's wild deer, he sold them in Poetny. But when she rode down and in the king's hall, there were lords and ladies plenty. Down on a bended knee she fall, and she begged for the life of a Geordie. Cries six pretty babes I had by him, another one lies in me body. Freely and part with each one of them, if you'll give me the life of me Geordie. For he never stole ox, he never stole ass, he never burned a any. He stole 16 of the king's wild deer, he sold them in Poethny. But the judge looked over his left shoulder, he cries, I'm sorry for thee, my pretty fair maid, you come too late, for he's been condemned already. Oh, my Geordie shall hang in a chain of gold, such chains as never was any, because he came of the royal blood and he courted a fine young lady. Oh, he never stole ox, he never stole ass, he never burned any. He stole 16 of the king's wild deer, he sold them in Poethny. Oh, I wish I had you in yonder grove, where times I have been many. With my broadsword and a pistol, to would fight you for the life of me Geordie. For he never stole ox, he never stole ass, he never burned a dead egg. He stole 16 of the king's wild deer, he sold them in poetry.
That's an incredible recording, isn't it, Sam? It's Martin Carthy from his great album Crown of Horn, which, you know, in the past we've played many times because it contains such classics as The Bedmaking and also Wheelie's Lady. But that version of Geordie is just so tremendous. And I'll tell you what I like about it, Sam, and it is complete music nerdery on my part, but I make no apology for it.
No.
We've just heard three versions, right? All from the same, all the same version, really.
Yeah.
So we first heard the source of both those versions, which was a recording made of Louisa Hooper in Somerset in 1942. And then we heard a bit of Joan Baez, a classic version which many people will recognise, and then Carthy's version. But they're all the same tune. They're all the same song. What makes them so different is the arrangement. And Louisa Hooper sang it unaccompanied, so there are no chords on it at all. So it's left, like all unaccompanied singing, it's left up to the listener to interpret the tune and decide how it might go in an arrangement.
Yeah.
And then Joan Baez's version, she picks the minor root note and does a minor arrangement of the song. But what Carthy did with it, and he does it so many times on his records, which I love, because I grew up listening to him, but also I think he's a chordal genius, is he's taken exactly the same tune, but and if you think of it being in exactly the same key and mode, if you like, as the original, but he's shifted where one hears the chords. So he's changed, he's gone to the relative major chord pattern. So why his sounds so different to Joan Baez's, but the tune is the same. What's different is he's shifted where we as the listener hear the mode by putting a major chord sequence to it. And I just think that's extraordinary, and I think that's a real yeah. example of how song arrangement can alter our perception of a song. It still sounds mournful, because let's just think about the ballad for a second. Geordie or Georgie is the story of a woman begging for her husband who's about to be hanged, and she completely protests his innocence. Not only is she saying he never murdered anyone, he never stole anything either. The only thing he ever did was maybe shoot a deer from the king's forests to feed his starving family. It's a classic trope and a classic story. But, Sam, interestingly enough, that version we've heard is an English version, and in the great collections, Rowd has over 100, Steve Rowd has over 140, I think, versions of this. And when Matt Quinn gets up to it on his, in the Rowd index, he's going to have quite a job on it, because there are so many versions. What distinguishes the Scottish and English versions is mostly that most of the Scottish versions of this song seem to end with him being hanged. And most of the English versions, no, sorry, of him being released, this is a crucial distinction, he seems to get away with it in the Scottish versions, and they release him. They actually listen to the woman's pleading. In the English versions, sadly, Geordie or Georgie usually ends up hanged.
Yeah.
Which takes us to Scotland. Now, there are several very important recordings. One of the ones you chose was Ewan McColl singing a Scottish version. But before we do that, I think we should listen to June Tabor. Now, I always loved June Tabor's version of this. It features Martin Carthy again on guitar. It comes from the Silly Sisters record, but it is, unlike every other track on the record, which is Maddie Pryor and June Tabor, there's one solo, and it's June Tabor, and it's her version of Geordie. Now, I thought, when I first listened to this, that she might have made the tune up. But I went to Bronson, which is the great collection of tunes for the Child Ballads. There are 57 different versions of Geordie in Bronson. And number one in the book is June Tabor's tune,
the one
she chose. So without further ado, shall we have this magnificent version from the Silly Sisters album, accompanied by Martin Carthy, the queen of child ballad interpretation to us,
June Tabor.
There was There's a bottle in the north, a noble's there of many, and there you've killed Sir Charlie, hey, and laid the blame on Geordie. Oh, he has written a long letter and sent it to his lady. You must come up to Edinburgh town to see what news of Geordie. When first he looked the letter on, she was both red and rosy. She had not read a word but what when she grew pale as the lily. Go fetch to me my good grey steed, my men shall all go with me, for I shall lie or eat the drink till Edinburgh town shall see me. And she is mounted her good grey steed, the men they all went with her, and she did neither eat nor drink till Edinburgh town did see her. And first appeared the fatal block, and then the axe to Edim, and Geordie coming down the stair with bands of iron upon him. Man is Geordie. Oh, she's down on her bended knee. I'm sure she's pale and weary. Oh, pardon, pardon, noble king, and give me back my baby. Go tell the head and man, make haste. Our king replied full loudly. Oh, noble king, take all that's mine, but give me back my Geordie. Gordons came and the Gordons ran, and they were stark and steady, and I the word I'm bugging them all was, Gordons, keep you ready. An aged lord at the king's right hand says, noble king, let her count out 5,000 pounds and give her back her baby. Some gave her marks, some gave her crowns, some gave her dollars many. She's counted out 5,000 pounds and she's gotten again her baby. She glances blithe in a Geordie's face, says, dear, I've bought thee, Geordie, but the blood would have flowed up on the green before I lost my laddie. He clasped her by the middle small, and he kissed her lips so rosy. The fairest flower of womankind is my sweet bonny lady.
Well, we're looking at Charballard 209, Sam, and it is a fascinating journey to go down. And I would urge our listeners to investigate these things for themselves as well. There are two key websites where you can find out information. The first one I would refer to you is called the Charballard Database. And if you type in Charballard Database, you'll be taken to a comprehensive list of recordings made of the Child Ballads. We refer to it often. It's all itemized in terms of the number of the ballad. And once you click on a ballad like this, you will see dozens and dozens of recordings of this and where you might find them. It's very useful. The other place that is useful if you're looking at this for the first time, apart from going to, obviously, someone's house who's got a copy of Francis James Child's book, which is the reference book for this, or a copy of Bronson, which are the tunes collected to the Child Ballads, you can also go to mainly Norfolk, which we look at a lot as well, which is a more modern look at current recordings or available recordings. But if I take you back to the Child Ballad Database, Sam, you will find a version by the English traveller singer Levi Smith, which I think is absolutely vital to our exploration of Child Ballad 209 Georgie. And the reason I think it's vital, apart from this, the skill of this singer and his beautiful high voice, is that this tune is so different to the ones we've heard so far. One thing you'll have noticed from the tunes we've heard so far is they tend to be quite up-tempo, and you wouldn't necessarily know that it was a mournful song particularly, or a song about a man whose life is in peril. I think you're left in no doubt about that by Levi Smith's version. This was recorded in 1965 from Levi Smith. And the reason I want you to listen to this particularly as well is because we're then going to hear Janice Burns and John Doran, one of your picks, Sam, for the Child Ballad feature, and another version, a short excerpt of a version recorded by Martin Carthy. Now, you will notice that this is the second version of the song that Carthy recorded, and I think this is probably his preferred or favourite version. He recorded it after the one you've already heard, and I've seen him interviewed talking about his attraction to this particular tune, and it, by this stage Martin was very, very interested in unusual tunes carried by English singers, particularly traveller singers, and how their melodies were so distinctive and so unusual. So with that in mind, listen to the great Levi Smith singing his version of Georgie. You'll recognise it if you know Carthy's Signs of Life, and you'll recognise it if you know Janice Burns and John Doran, but here's where they got it, the great Levi Smith.
This says where George is the father of six babes, love. There's a good song. There's
a really good song. This is Georgie.
Come Saturday, says my lily white breast. Come Saturday, says my pony. With bright guns in his hand and his sword by his side. For he'll fight for the life of my Georgie. Forrest, what did Georgie done on Shooter's Hill? Did he stone and murder by many? For he stoned 16 of the Lord Judge's deers, and he sold them down under the valley. Forrest, George is the father of six babes, love. For the seven went into a body. For he's willing to pound, that's all he have got, if you spare me the life of my Georgie. That's a good noise, anymore. What's gonna whack on that deal, too?
Once I had such a good little boy, a pretty boy, quick as any. He would run 5 miles in 1/2 an hour, a letter to pardon my Georgie. For what has Georgie done on Shooter's Hill? Was it stealing or murder of any? Oh, he's told 16 of the Lord Judge's deer, and we sold him down under the valley. Oh, saddle him up, cries my lily white breast. Oh, saddle me up, cries my pony. With bright guns in his hand and a sword at his side, would you spare me the life of my Georgie?
Stole or murdered by many. Yes, he stole 16 of the Lord Judge's deer, and we sold them down under the valley. Come saddle to me, said my lily white steed. Come saddle to me, said my pony. His hand and his sword by his side. Spare me the life of my Georgie. My love shall be hanged by the chains of gold.
mines of gold you can find many. For I'm willing to part, that's all I have got, if you'll spare me the life of my Georgie.
Down on Shooter's Hill.
What did Georgie do on Shooter's Hill?
On Shooter's
was Janice Ferns and John Doran there with this week's child ballad, Georgie. Before that, we heard that's from their debut EP, and before that, we heard Martin Carthy, and before that, we heard Levi Smith, the source of this particular version that we've just been looking at. And Janice and John will be in Sheffield next week. They will be they will be at Raise Your Voice with the Melrose Quartet and the Melsons and Dave Webber and Anna Fentiman and Marilla Holmes as well. There's a couple of spaces left for that if you want to join in and on a singing week, on a fantastic singing weekend. And I'll just say as well, Janice and John will be at the Beehive Folk Club on the Friday night as well, if you fancy going to see them in concert too. So Janice and John in Sheffield next week from the 6th of March.
Wonderful, Sam. Yeah, looking forward to that very much indeed. We could spend 2 hours of the programme just looking at the ballad Geordie or Georgie, but we have other music we want to play you. So let me just tell you a few other things you should look out for. One of them is a fantastic version which was published in Roy Palmer's book Songs of the Midlands and appears on Roy Bailey's album New Bell Wake. It's the second track there. And that version also was recorded by the great folk singer Chris Foster, who's very fond of that version too. We also haven't touched yet on the American collections. The tune that Peggy Seeger sings is fascinating. We might have time for that in the second half. We should definitely represent the American versions because Cecil Sharp and Maud Carpley's collected several different versions across their Appalachian region when they were there. But there is an important singer here who is hard at work constantly on the child ballads, and that's Brian Peters. And I do want to play you his version, partly because it's Brian and he's very good, but also because Brian looked into the version that I very first mentioned. The very first recording ever of this ballad was a fragment sung by the great folk singer Joseph Taylor, who was collected famously in 1907 on Wax Cylinder in Lincolnshire, in the village of Brigg, by Percy Grainger. So I'm going to play you an excerpt of Joseph Taylor singing the first recorded version ever documented in the world of this ballad, and then we'll hear Brian Peters singing his version based on Joseph Taylor.
Brother, As I walked over London Bridge on a midsummer's morning early, I spied a maid and a fair young maid lamenting for her Georgie. Come saddle to me my milk-white steed, come and bridle her already, that I may ride to fair London town and beg for the life of my Georgie. For my Georgie never stole no cow nor calf, he never murdered any, but he stole 16 of the king's fat deer, and he sold them all under the valley. It's 6 pretty babes have I borne by him. The 7th lies in my body. Freely would I part with them, every one, if you will spare me the life of my Georgie. But the judge, he looked over his left shoulder, and he seemed so very hard-hearted. My pretty fair maid, you are come too late, for he has been condemned already. How I wish I was on yonder hill, where oft times have I been many. Give me a broadsword and a pistol too, and I would fight for the life of my Georgie. Now my Georgie, he will hang in a chain of gold, such a chain as ne'er hung many, and on his grave these words shall say, here lies the heart of a lady.
Brian Peters from his excellent album Songs of Trial and Triumph, which is entirely made up of child ballads, particularly some rarities, including, interestingly enough, Sam, False Food Rage. We spoke to Brian about that long time ago because the tune of False Food Rage that is published in Bronson was the one that Andy Irvin famously used for Willie of Winsbury,
yeah,
and then it became the tune that stuck with that. It's an excellent album, and all of Brian's records are available on Bandcamp, and come as well as getting the music, you get all of the artwork, you get photographs, and plus Brian really, really is interested in this stuff at a deep level, so you will find the lyrics for all the ballads and notes on how he put his versions together. So anyone interested in the child ballads really should be aware of Brian Peters' work, and I'll refer you to that. Now, Sam, we probably will come back to a Georgie or Geordie a little bit in the second half, because there are some really fascinating American tunes, and we haven't had enough Peggy Seeger. You can never get enough Peggy Seeger. But, Sam, we're coming towards the end of the first half now, and you've got a wonderful instrumental track for us.
Yeah, yes, absolutely, James. New album by Mike McGoldrick, John McCusker and John Doyle. They are on the annual tour at the moment. Lots of dates around this area. The Greystones is sold out, I think. But lots of dates around the Yorkshire, Derbyshire area. So do catch them if you can. And here's some tunes from their new album. We'll see you in the second half.
I'll tell you what they are as well. They're Alistair Sutherland's March, The Curlew Pass, Jig in the Roundhouse, and The Perfect Storm. And the album's called Between the Mountain and the Sea. Don't go away. We've got much more music for you in the second half.
Thank you.
great stuff. And we've just got time to squeeze in one more track before the break. And it is the amazing Dear People. This is the opening track on the album by a cappella quartet Doran from the States, featuring Elizabeth Leprell. We'll see you in the second half for more Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live.